Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
When I was an undergraduate student at the University of Virginia, I developed a little cough that was sort of a tickly, irritating kind of cough that I lived with for a bit until it got to the point that it was tickly enough and irritating enough that it was affecting my sleep and was irritating to people in class around me. So I finally went to the student health center. They gave me some kind of cough syrup to help me make it through the classes without being so irritating and to get a little bit of rest at night, but this cough just didn't seem to want to go away. So I went back after a few days and they listened to my chest again and said, well, maybe this is some kind of an infection. So they sent me away with a different cough syrup and some antibiotics. So I went home and I took the medicine, hoping that there was some infection someplace that this antibiotic would cure and I would finally get rid of this really irritating cough. After a few more days, I still wasn't really any better, and the cough was quite persistent at this point, so I went back the third time, somewhat irritated that I hadn't quite found the diagnosis and some kind of cure that I was seeking, but also very grateful that I could keep going back to a student health center. What a gift to have ready access to health care like that. So finally, this time, they took a chest x-ray, and it turned out I had tuberculosis. So they were very, irritating undergraduate student coming in with a cough, all of a sudden amped all of the student health center up, because they certainly didn't need a young woman roaming around a campus with 20,000 students and tuberculosis. So a lot of tests later, it turned out that the cough was actually unrelated to the tuberculosis, that I had picked that up at some point in my life and had these whatevers in my lungs that they needed to treat so that it didn't convert to active TB. And who knows what the cough was, but at that point, we weren't really concerned about the cough anymore. We were more concerned about the tuberculosis. 6 months of two very high-powered drugs later, and I'm in, I guess, a permanent remission from the tuberculosis and very grateful. You don't need to worry. This was 20 years ago. I'm very healthy. No concerns. But it was incredible to go through that process, and I know many of you have lived with, or you have loved ones who have lived with very significant health issues, where you are so desperate to be heard and understood by your physician. Where you have some symptom or some illness, and what you long for more than anything is a cure. Or at least something that will make your symptoms more livable. Since my condition was relatively easy to treat, I am, you know, very grateful that I found that sense of cure, that I found physicians who were willing to listen to me and work with me and help me get my 20-year-old self back into a sense of health and ease. When I think about where we are at this point in our liturgical year celebrating the birth of Jesus and all of the wonderful names that come with that. Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, Almighty Father of all time. I think, are missing one, which is that God sends Jesus as the medicine to heal all that ails us as human beings. Because when you think of God trying to be in relationship with the Hebrew people for millennia, and feeling that coming and going, that waxing and waning of their faithfulness, their ability to be obedient and in relationship with God, when God could see the sickness that arose in their hearts and their souls as individuals, where they would get self-centered and greedy and prideful and turn away from God. And this, you know, collectively would create nations that would be at war with each other. And you all know the very gory and sometimes gruesome stories in the Hebrew scripture. So as God is desperately, desperately trying to be in relationship with humanity and sees real illness and sickness just pervasive in our condition as humans. Despite being so beautifully and wonderfully made, it is so hard for us as humans to stay connected with God. And as the loving parent, as the great healer of all, as divine energy and love and whatever your image of God is, God chooses to send his son. God could have done a lot of things, but he chose to send Jesus as a child, as an infant, to a very young mother, a very poor young mother, who is Jewish, living under Roman occupation in Palestine, during a time when they had to travel great distances to pay this tax to the emperor to be counted, where she gives birth in a cave of a stable, that God's son was sent to that place in Judea, in Palestine, at that time, is one of the most extraordinary acts of healing love that humanity has ever experienced. Just as the physician that I dealt with at Student Health was sending the medicine into my body to just the place that it needed to go. You know, at first the symptom of the cough, and then possibly some kind of internal infection, and then ultimately straight to dealing with the tuberculosis. God, as our great healer, sends Jesus as the medicine straight to the place where we need it, in our full and radical humanity. It is such an extraordinary story that we live out year after year after year. In our beautiful pageant tonight with the children, to hear the freshness of it in their little voices is always so extraordinary. But the message that God, as our complete healer, as our physician, sends Jesus to us as medicine, is some aspect of the incarnation that I don't think we pay much attention to. There's a wonderful Benedictine, British Benedictine monk who lived in South India for a long time. It's kind of a funny combination of two worlds. His name was Father B. Griffiths. And he became very steeped in Hindu theology while maintaining a radical passion for Benedictine contemplative prayer. And in bringing these two ideas together, Father B. Griffiths studied the Indian Upanishads, the Hindu sacred texts. And in it, he found this beautiful image that he thought perfectly captured the incarnation. He said, our bodies, our human bodies, are like a city. And in the city, there's a shrine. And in the shrine, there's a lotus flower. And in the lotus flower, there is a space. And in that space is the peace of God, the root and the heart of all existence. Just as God sent Jesus to that cave in Palestine 2,000 years ago to heal the illness that was present at that time, we know so many of the healing stories that Jesus participated in. God sends Jesus into our hearts, into the cave of our hearts, tonight. Every time we feel that tiny flicker of peace, or that spark of joy when we see, when we hear peepers on Christmas Eve, or see a bird at our bird feeder sent just to delight us, or watch the sunset over Barnstable Harbor, or see a long-lost friend or relative, and you feel that quickening in your heart. Jesus, in the cave of your heart, was sent there by God to help you heal whatever it is that is causing you grief or sorrow, or regret, or anger, or frustration. When we allow ourselves to dwell in that cave, in the cave of our hearts, and to become aware of what is there, whatever the full humanity is, that is exactly the place that Jesus is longing to touch. So during this Christmas season, I hope that you will find some space and some time to dwell in the cave of your heart, to ask Jesus what he has been sent to heal in you, and to trust that those flickers of peace and love and light and hope and joy are divine. They are straight from God. They can be nurtured and tended so that you can achieve the healing.